Maybe Randy, you can comment on her course. This lady has now gotten, if you include the maintenance, four different bevacizumab, I should say chemo-angiogenic combinations. So FOLFOX-BEV with CAPE-BEV maintenance, FOLFIRI-BEV, common choice, arena taking a aflibercept, interesting. What do you usually do? I mean, that first part of it is pretty common, but once you get beyond FOLFIRI-BEV as second line in the mutated patient.
I think you actually bring up two interesting points. So one is aflibercept any different than bevacizumab? And my personal feeling is probably not. And so that I don't think that you really add an awful lot at this point compared to bevacizumab. The second but linked question is, does it make sense to continue an anti-angiogenic therapy? And that's some of the work that we had done actually a while ago. And there is actually preclinical data that, you know, there are all sorts of pro-angiogenic mechanisms that get upregulated, and then you have an anti-angiogenic. And I don't think there's a huge difference from aflibercept or ramucirumab. They're hitting different parts of the VEGF pathway, or bevacizumab. And that the idea is then that you take it off, then in some ways we're kind of alluding to sort of like with prostate cancer, that even in patients who progress with hormonal therapies, that it maybe it's better to sort of continue someone on, or HER2 that's done, though the data is fairly weak. And so I can't say that it's wrong to do it. Regorafenib, like we were talking about earlier, is an anti-angiogenic therapy. So at least gets that and may do something else. So my own personal bias is that I would not have done, can't say that it's wrong, but I would probably not have done the irinotecan plus aflibercept, if only because I don't think it would have added, she had just progressed on FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab. Now, maybe it's still better to have some anti-angiogenic in, whether it's regorafenib or whether it's the aflibercept or not. I think what, Neil, you were pointing out, there's been some questions about toxicity, perhaps with that combination. Aflibercept's not used very much.
It was like myelosuppression or something?
GI toxicity. Though, once again, there were differences. It was cross-trial comparisons. And I think that really what it was, aflibercept has not really caught on for a number of different reasons. One, there was this sort of hint maybe of more GI toxicity. It was also priced poorly. So that was also a reason that, and there was a New York Times editorial, which probably doesn't help.
Len says,
exactly, yeah. With Len saying that they were not putting it on
right
formulary
at Memorial
Sloan Kettering.